This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
Oh, it's so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Right here on the real side. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you by my side. I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us. I appreciate the time that you're involved in the conversation. There's just a whole bunch of stuff, whole bunch of things going on that I want you to be part of. Seriously. Let's start out. I'm just going to jump right on it. You know, Xander Gibbs is going to join us at the break, after the first break, that is. And there's, obviously, there's a bunch of stuff going on. And no collusion, right? Now, you won't hear anybody say that on the left. Because there was collusion. Don't you know that? Even though the Russians weren't really Russians, right? So they were Russians acting as Americans. Right. Still, somehow Trump should have known. And now what they're saying is that if Trump doesn't basically start out an all-out war with Russia, that he's guilty of treason. Right. It's just amazing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, Mike Pence, Tim Tebow, Tony Dungy have all been Christian shamed, have they not? This ugly form of bigotry has got to stop, people. Really, nobody. It's just amazing to me that they get away with this. They get away with it on a regular basis, right? We say something that, I don't know who, maybe the Muslims or whoever feel like what we're saying is wrong or bad or hateful towards them. And all of a sudden it's a religious event. It's a religious nasty. So believing in God is a sign of mental illness, according to Joy. I can't call her Joy. There ain't nothing Joy about the woman. Am I wrong here? You know, who is that lady? Where is she when you need her? The one that said, can we talk? Joan Rivers. I mean, seriously, can we talk here? I mean, why is it that they're allowed to get away with this? Why is it that they're allowed to get away with Christian shaming? That's a great term for it. I didn't coin that, by the way. And believing in God is a sign of mental illness. Seriously? I certainly don't think so, nor do most Americans. But on Tuesday, the panelists of The View, ABC, they mocked Vice President Pence, right? Now, she did. They forced her to come out. I don't believe she did on her own. They forced Joy to come out and give an apology. I was only joking. No. If you see it, you see the look on her face. You see the disdain that she has for God believers. You see the disdain she has, right, for godly people or people who say they believe in God. You know, again, you Christians really just aggravate the crud out of me. You allow this to happen. You go to these things. You support their movies. You support their shows. You buy their stuff. Right? But you don't think it's a big deal. I'm not telling you to boycott everything. That's not my point. But when somebody actually says that your Lord and Savior, the religious figure that you follow, the religion you say that you're part of, is a hooey, and anybody who believes in it has got mental illness, how do you support it then? How do you do that? Vice President is a deeply religious man. Now, he responded Wednesday to the attack, saying that at an event sponsored by Axios, it's just simply wrong for ABC to have a television program that expresses that kind of religious intolerance. He added that the criticism on anyone who's religiously observant just shows you how out of touch NBC and mainstream media truly are. Right? And Pence is right, because no matter what you think, about him and his political view, right? He shouldn't be criticized for Christian belief. I'm sorry, and some of you don't agree with me, but any more than somebody shouldn't be criticized for their Muslim belief or their Jewish belief or the Baha'i belief. Right? And I know I've been through this a million times with you guys, because you get mad at me when I do it. But come on, we have Christians that go to church 3 days a year. Right? Think about it. Christmas, Easter, and somebody's wedding. That's it. They couldn't find books in the Bible to save their life. I'm sure there's Muslims like that. I am sure there's Jews. I know there's Jews like that. And I'm sure there's people in every religion like that. Right? And this whole stuff started with Amarosa, which I'm sure that Xander Gibb will have a lot to say about. Right? So in response to the video segment, Sonny Hostin questioned the sincerity of Pence's religious beliefs. Isn't that nice? Right? So this is one Christian calling another Christian for the sincerity of their beliefs. I don't know what she does. She hides her Christian beliefs. I see what he does. I see him willing to pray for the president. I see him out there praying for different things. I don't know what she does. I don't even know if Sonny's a Christian. I don't know anything about her. Barrett said, it's one thing to talk to Jesus, another thing for Jesus to talk to you. We've been through that too. And then other media outlets immediately piled on Pence. Was that nice to them? Right? Now I'm hoping, like the American people got it, I'm hoping the evangelical communities, Christians, Catholics, and so forth, they all get it too. And in a minute, we're going to find out if Xander gets it. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side. We'll be back, shortly. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars. and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this. My.
We are back.
So hard.
You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And truly, be part of the conversation, right? Don't hang out and wait. Get involved. Hop up to the chat room where you can watch live, listen live, you know, take the poll, all kinds of stuff going up there. You know, check out our writers. I always appreciate the time that you spend with me. Buy a coffee mug. Right, get a coffee mug. And there's just so much going on up there. There's so much going on. I just want you involved. I want you engaged because a lot of times you'll get, right? You'll get a different perspective. And you might even get, I don't know, your mind changed. Because we're supposed to have open dialogue. We're supposed to talk with each other. We're supposed to be able to converse with each other. I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. However, you know, I've been on this rant about the Christian shaming, right? You know, when we talk about Mike Pence, Tim Tebow, Tony Dungy, we can go on. There's a whole list. And even kids that are bullied at school on a daily basis. And I'm infuriated that the Christians in the audience at The View didn't have the guts. That's right, the guts to get up and leave. But I'll tell you what, I know this guy would have had the guts to get up and leave. Xander Gibb joins me, as he does every week. I always appreciate his time with me. And Xander, how are you doing today?
I am doing good, sir. How are you?
I am doing wonderfully. And, you know, I know this shouldn't make me nuts. I know I should be expecting it. But I expect the nasties from the left or from the non-believers. What I don't expect, don't get, and don't understand is Christians who say that they're sold out to Christ, that they love Christ, that they love God, not getting up and walking out on The View. I mean, are they cowards? Am I wrong? Am I just being, am I being too holy?
Absolutely not. I think the first thing is, and before we move on, hello to the lovely Tammy. it is nice to be in the same room, even audibly, for a change. Now, number one, I have to say this, you know, with The View, before you actually go to the audience participation at The View requires you to leave your brain at the door. So, you know, we have to kind of, you know, give that some credence. But, you know, secondarily, this too was foretold. You know, it says in the Bible that, you know, and clearly we're in the last days, you know, that even Christians would be, you know, denying their Christianity and looking more to the world. And I think this is just another example of that. But what makes me really sad is that people are not kind of living to their own convictions to the point where they would get up and walk out and leave events or even a TV show. Who does this woman think she is? She's hardly the arbiter of all that is good and holy. And then she has the audacity to attack Christians. And the thing is that whilst, you know, in America, we're entitled to our opinion. If she had said the same thing, about Muslims or the followers of Islam, there would be a campaign today to get the show off the air. What is the difference?
Oh, I'm not even. Hey, there wouldn't be a campaign to get them off the air. They would have just been taken off the air. There wouldn't have been anything that could have saved them at that point, right?
Yeah, I think you're right. But it is a clear double standard. But I think that certain channels have their kind of they have their cloth cut already as to where they stand on things and where their support goes. And this channel is known to be very liberal. And this show is kind of like uber liberal. And, you know, let's face it, we have, you know, Whoopi Goldberg and Joy Behar on the same show who are uber liberals. And even the conservatives that they have on there are kind of wishy-washy. You know, Meghan McCain. Why can Meghan McCain, who is supposed to be, you know, this conservative Christian with all these values, how can she not stand up to that? How can she just sit there and take that check and allow this to be said in her presence? Because in all fairness, this is the kind of faux Christianity that we do not want.
You know, it's funny. I'm not a sports guy. So apparently this Tony Dungy guy came under fire for commending Super Bowl MVP Nick Foles of the victorious Philadelphia Eagles on his faith before the game and for calling Foles' faith a significant factor in his confidence. Now, to show you how out of touch mainstream media and everybody else is, here's the thing. I'm not going to speak for you, but as a believer in Christ, what gives me confidence in some of the things I do is knowing that with Christ behind me, with God on my side, I can win. I can do better. And there's no reason, I mean, I'm not going to quote scripture, the Bible says I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So when I step out, I never step out with a losing attitude. I step out with a winning attitude because I believe right. I can make things happen. Why is that a bad, I mean, some people swear by Tony Robbins, you know, yeah, I've been through all the Tony Robbins classes, that's why I'm going to win. Why is this any different?
Is he any relation to Baskin and Robbins, per chance? but seriously, Joe, you know, I'm not ashamed to say this. You know, I'm going to come out on your show. I, Xander Gibb, I am a Christian.
Oh.
And I don't always get it right. But I can't even get into bed or out of bed without, you know, checking in with God and telling him how I feel and asking him for his guidance. But why is that wrong or bad? You know, in 2018, you know, in a country where we have freedom of religion, why should talking about it be wrong? I mean, let's face it, other religions are rammed down our throats 24/7, you know, Islam, et cetera, et cetera. And the thing is, for me, why should Christianity be any different? If we want to talk about our faith, we will talk about our faith. How come when leftists and liberals are talking about the rights of Muslims and those who follow Islam, they're not seen as proselytizing, but Christians are?
Because we don't kill people for not supporting us. We don't hurt people for not. Now, I'm not saying all Muslims do that. You know that's not what I mean. But, you know, you look at it, you look at what's going on today in the world, and we're an easy mark. It's an easy target to hit. And it's really sad. In more ways than one, it's really sad. You know, I think Tim Tebow takes a knee to thank God for his abilities, for, you know, helping him or whatever. And it's like the worst thing that could happen to mankind. And yet a bunch of guys take a knee, a bunch of millionaires take a knee about the oppression going on in this country during the national anthem, and they're heroes. We are in a very, very bad way, a very bad time. We're going to break here in a second. I want to wind you up before we get going.
Surely not.
Yeah. Apparently, with all these indictments, they still couldn't find any kind of Russian collusion. There's no place in the indictment where it says that the Trump team knowingly worked with the Russians. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. Xander is going to help me figure that out on the other side of the break. We'll be right back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon, eBay, and at GraceAlley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system. Solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
You tiny-brained whippers of other people's bottoms!
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Oh, I appreciate the time you guys spend with me so much on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I guess we hit the trifecta tonight. We're having some trouble on some social media outlets. Apparently talking about Mueller, no known collusion between Trump and the Russians, and Christianity. And kind of, you know, at that point, you've hit it out of the park, you're done. You know what I'm saying? They're shutting off the lights in the stadium and going home. But, there's a couple of us that will keep fighting away. And speaking of a couple of us that will keep fighting away, Xander Gibb joins me as he does every week. I always appreciate his time with us. I really do appreciate the time that he spends with me on the air and in the chat room. I mean, you guys, you want to ask questions? I know a lot of you say, I should have asked this. Don't shoulda. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. Unless you're hateful, I will not read your name over the air. If you're going to send me a hateful one, then you know what? All bets are off, and you get what you get, as they say. Xander, thanks for being with me.
It is a pleasure.
You know what we haven't done tonight?
Talked about food.
Yeah.
Yeah. I heard one of your ads that was talking about bacon that lasts for 10 years, and
I know. What?
I was like, how is that possible? Yeah.
Well, it's not a real pig. It's a synthetic pig or one of those GMO pigs or something.
Yeah. It's Monsanto pick. That's my Christmas list sorted out. You know, bacon that lasts for 10 years. Cause, you know, Joe, I have to tell you, my name is Andrew Gibbon. I'm a bacon addict.
Well, you know what's funny? I put up a picture on my personal Facebook page with New York pizza and Chicago pizza. And I said, okay, be honest, which one? And some of you weenies wouldn't make a decision, right? And I said, hey, for me, it's New York pizza because it's the closest to Boston pizza. Chicago pizza is a whole different animal altogether, right? Which one, Xander? Come on, tell me.
Definitely New York pizza, but thank you for reminding me that that's not accessible to me right now. That's the worst thing about living in the UK, that the pizza here is like, it's like cardboard with tomato paste on. It really is.
Somebody else told me that, but they added, it's like with white wax on it. You know, because that's
yeah. The cheese is pretty like not cheese. It's like all synthetic. But you know, I wouldn't give you $10 for it. Never mind anything else. It's like, you know, take it away.
Don't you have DiGiorno over there, or is that just an American thing?
No.
Wow. It's kind of like that pizza that you a couple of years back. If you pull a pizza out of one of the frozen place in the supermarket, I remember some of them did really taste like cardboard with tomato ketchup on there. And you know what? And I did take the cardboard off the bottom for some of you smart butts that are going to send me an email and ask me if I did. Yes,
well, the thing
I
is,
did.
With regards to pizza in the UK, they're just not very refined. I mean, they still have, from, you know, when I lived here when I was a kid, something called the French bread pizza, and that's frozen. And, you know, that's okay. But then, you know, when you go to America and you eat proper pizza, you're spoiled for pizza. And there's just no going back, I'm afraid.
How far are you drive-wise to, like, you know, France or the tip of Italy somewhere? I mean, there's got to be a way to get over there.
I would have to take a train to the coast and then go through the Channel, which is the Channel Tunnel. But it's a long way to go for like, pizza, really.
I don't know. At some point, I would make it like a weekend outing, and I would eat pizza for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, my sister's trying to get me to come home to America for Easter, and, you know, I'm thinking about it.
Oh,
really,
yeah.
I am.
Right, because, you know.
Even just for the pizza.
You could have pizza with rabbit topping, you know what I'm saying? Just like
rabbit?
Rabbit, yeah. I mean, they do chicken. California Pizza Chicken Kitchen does chicken, you know, barbecue chicken. You could do barbecue rabbit. You know what I'm saying?
No, definitely not rabbit on pizza. Or Tammy could make you a nice sneak pizza. That would be nice.
Oh. Well, over there you've got, what, blood sausage pizza. How about that?
Yeah.
Can't get past that. Hey.
It's nice. You should taste it. Taste it before you dis-
I'm not
really.
Going to take. I'm not even going to. I don't even want to see what it looks like. How do you like that? I'm one of those. The name alone would keep me from going anywhere near it. So let's come back to Russians, right? I don't even think I like Russians, so I'm good. 13 Russian nationals indicted for interfering in U.S. elections, but no collusion, right? I mean, Mueller's team basically said there is no collusion, no known collusion between the Trump team and the Russians. I guess they were making believe that they were Americans or they were here in this country, which in this country, if you go to another American or another source inside the country to get negative info about your opponent, it's nothing but opposition research.
Right.
So let me see how they spin this one. What are they going to do now? They got nothing to talk about now, right?
Exactly. So can we now get on with making America great again? I mean, I believe there was Russian collusion, but they've been looking in the wrong direction. And you know, if you want to find out who colluded with Russia, then follow the money trail and see who sold uranium to the United States and whose husband got paid $500,000 for a speech. I mean, it's not brain surgery, is it? Let's face it.
Well, they don't want to hang her for the... I want you to think about something. They, you know, it dawned on me today as I was reading through some of the papers and reading through the process of how this goes down. Mueller convened two grand juries at once. It's almost unheard of. He convened two grand juries at the same time, right? In different parts of the area there because different laws apply in different places. And then he turned, right? Did they do one for Hillary? When they were putting Hillary's charges together, when they were investigating her, did they do grand jury. No. Why not? Fair is fair, right?
Well, I think I'm unfortunately, you know, America needs to see Hillary Clinton in jail, in shackles for the things that she's done. But unfortunately, I don't think that that's going to happen. You know, Teflon Tessie is really going to go down in history as the world's biggest criminal that got away with it. But the concern for me is, what does that say about up and coming senators, et cetera, who think that they can get away with this kind of stuff too? We have to get away from this two-tiered judiciary, and we have to make an example out of someone. And I think Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton are the perfect people to do that because they've stolen from the American people for over 40 years, and they run this criminal enterprise, you know, under the auspices of being public servants, and it does not sit well with most of us. Even a lot of liberals don't like the idea that they've got away with this. Because the law is the law is the law. Whether you're a senator, whatever you are, the law should be as applicable to me as to them.
Well, here's what I love. Here's how much trouble they're in. They were screaming that if Trump fired Rosenstein, that, you know, all heck was going to break loose. It was all over. It would show you how corrupt he was. These guys are getting to the bottom of it. That's why they're so afraid. That's why Trump is so afraid of Rosenstein and his team. And what does Rosenstein come out today and say? The election was not impacted by, you know, Russian collusion or the Trump-Russian collusion. So what are they going to do now? I mean, like I said, that Rosenstein's wrong?
Well, I think there was an impact on the election, and there was something that affected voting, but I think that was more the fact that the Democrats stole the nomination, well, bought the nomination from Bernie Sanders and gave it to Hillary Clinton, because I do think that that would have been a whole different picture. I mean, I'm sure that Trump would still have won, but I think it would have made for a much more interesting race.
Well, think about something. They claim in the report, they claim that the Russians were targeting in helping Trump and helping Sanders, right? So I said, if they were so effective, then why didn't Sanders win too?
Because he needed a summer house more.
He needed what?
He needed a summer house more than he needed
the
nomination.
I'll give you that one. And he liked being alive, really. So
yeah.
Let's be honest about it, right? I mean, did you see the look of, I wonder if people remember this. Did you see the look of fear on his face when Hillary Clinton got the nomination and he told his people that they needed to get behind her and they started booing him and saying no and he was outside and he looked like he saw the sniper rifle right in his face.
Yeah.
I mean, he was petrified.
Yeah.
He's like, no, you got to get on board with her. You have to. I mean, it's just hilarious to me.
But it's unfortunate that he sold out so soon, and that really just says so much about what he's about and what the Democrats are about. Because he's not even really a Democrat, you know?
Well, he considers himself an independent, but we got to go for a break, because I'm not an independent. I'm a capitalist. I want to make some money. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. David Gibbs will be with me after the break. Don't go far.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. I really do. I appreciate all the time you guys are sending me emails or however it is you get your message to me. But let me get right back to them, because I always enjoy when I have them on with me, and I waste too much time fooling around with them, but I want to get right to the topic. Xander Gibb joins me, and Xander, you have a show, or you'll be winding your show back up here shortly. Tell people about it.
Yes, we're starting, I think it's March 3rd. It's called X-Rad Live, and it's like this show, but much better.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did we lose him? I can't hear him anymore. We've had a bad connection. There you go. All right, so I'll let you have that one. I'll let you have that one. You know, anyway. All right.
No, I have to say, all joking aside, Joe, I have the greatest respect for you as a broadcaster.
Thank you.
And you've really been a great support to my show. So anybody thinks that there is this rivalry between the shows is very wrong, because we all, you know, most of us kind of work together, you know, for the greater good, because we do have a common aim, don't we?
You know,
we really do want American make America great again.
I agree.
You know, like the Donald. We want to make America great again.
Yeah. Actually, you're closer to him than I am. That's why you get to call him the Donald.
I do. He calls me regularly.
Yeah. All right. Let's get to it. Yo, the audience is going to kill you and not me, right? So there's Russian national, right? So, you know, this thing with Mueller, I love this. The left was so sure that he was going to find collusion between the Russians and Trump. They were so sure that he was going to be able to make this line between the two. And he can't, and he hasn't. And again, they were you know, we talked about this just before the break. They were pumping up Rod Rosenstein. Now, I still don't like the guy. Doesn't matter what he came out to. I don't care that he came out so much to a degree exonerating Trump. But, I mean, I still don't like the guy. I still don't like the way they went about this. But to think about this, he came out today, and he basically said that the Trump campaign had nothing to do with the Russians. They had no knowledge that these Russians were doing all of this. And you think about what they did. They spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on Facebook. They spent all kinds of money with Google. They spent all kinds of money on social media to pump up Trump, to pump up Sanders, because they were looking to create chaos in the political, you know, world. And think about it.
Right.
Sanders is not part of the mainstream anything. And Trump, my God, freaks them all out. So, I mean, this is not new, though. This kind of stuff has been going on 50, 60, 70 years in this country between Russians and us and what have you in the election process.
I mean, I think the thing for me, you know, looking at the broader picture, that all of this was about, you know, discrediting Trump and making him look bad in the eyes of the world. But, you know, I'm glad in a way that it's actually come back to bite them on the butt. You know, because tourism, you know, I want America to thrive. They have to really, you know, state that. But, you know, tourism has been affected, you know, because the media in America has made Donald Trump look bad. And so tourism is affected because, you know, people don't want to come to America because of Donald Trump. But I wonder if people are now going to shut the heck up about collusion, about how allegedly Donald Trump is so bad. And because now is the time to you know, we've wasted a year. We've wasted over a year on all of this stuff.
Yep.
And it is really nauseating. And if liberals now still want to sit there and say, oh, well, obviously, you know, Mueller didn't find it, you know, let's draw a line under this. Let's move on. There was no collusion with regards to Donald Trump. But, you know, if you want to highlight the collusion that went on between the Clinton camp, then let's do that. But they're not willing to look at their own people. And that's a concern for me. You know, someone asked me the other day what I would have done if Donald Trump was found guilty of collusion. I would have had to withdraw my support. I really would, if that had been the case, because, you know, in real terms, you know, as true blue, you know, as true conservatives, we really have to stand by our principles. And if that means, someone I identified as colluding with a foreign enemy, then we would have to respond accordingly. But what has happened is, you know, Donald Trump has been exonerated. You know, none of these things have happened. Now shut up and let's get on with the task at hand.
I liken this to, you know, you're talking to somebody on Facebook and they've got a phony picture and they're you know, they're lying about their age and who they are and what they are and what they have, and then you finally meet them in person and they go, wait a minute, where's the person that was on the Facebook page?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, Rosenstein even goes as far to say that they stole or their scheme involves stealing 100 or hundreds of social media accounts. They're using stolen identities, fictitious names to make it appear like they came from the U.S. or were in the U.S. and that they were real Americans. So, you know, there's no way to know that. There's no way to, especially on social media, right? And go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, you know, that, you know, even the way to ascertain this on Twitter, there are things that show how many fake followers you have, but even the science behind that is ridiculous because it's based on how many times people log in, how active they are on social media. I mean, I know some people that barely go on from one year to another, but they still have an account. Does that mean their account is fake? You know, the science behind testing all of these things is a little bit weak for me.
Well, here's the thing I love, okay? The Dems are just in love with Mueller, just in love with Rosenstein.
Still?
They come out and clear all these people, right? But the Democrats on Capitol Hill still won't let it go. And they suggest that the people associated with the Trump campaign still had to be involved in this. And Nancy Pelosi comes out. This shows you how sick they are. Nancy Pelosi comes out and says it's imperative that the special counsel investigation be allowed to continue to follow the facts on the Trump-Russia scandal. There is no scandal. They just said there is no scandal. I mean, they had no way of knowing. Now, I wonder if she'd be just as okay as us, you know, putting a special counsel together to work on the DNC Clinton fake dossier scandal. What do you think? You think they'd be behind that or what?
No, absolutely not. Because that would have been just because the only reason they're doing that is because people hate Hillary Clinton. I mean, you know, let's face it, the facts are out there. Even some people that could have, you know, put Hillary Clinton in the firing line have come up dead recently, you know, have committed suicide. And you know, there's a trail of bodies, you know, we can follow the cash. You know, what more do you want? Do we need to draw you a map?
Yeah, I am really having a fun time, if you would, at the fact that I love it. They have charged and issue warrants for 13 Russians. And I am sure that Putin right now is rounding them up to putting them on a plane and sending them here. Don't you think?
No.
Along with a few Russian pizzas. But so seriously, I mean, in all seriousness, again, I don't have much respect for either one of these guys, Mueller and or Rosenstein. But, you know, they're doing their job. And I hope they push back at some point in time and go, look, this is what it is. This is all it was. Yes, the Russians tried to influence the election, as they have done for decades. This is nothing new other than it's closer to home because now they know how to use, you know, so they made a big deal out of social media this time around, which is nothing new. It's weird. It's the direction we're headed in, right?
Right, but Donald Trump has no culpability in all of this. You know, and I was really gleeful when they tried to say, oh, well, these people, you know, these people did this and these people did that all before they were involved in Donald Trump's campaign. and the thing is that let's just get on with the task at hand now. Aren't we just bored with the level of animosity towards our president? It's affecting how people view America. So just shut up and let's get on with the task at hand.
Mm-hmm. You know, no, they have. I love this. You realize that the Russians bought, they bought a lot of these hashtags, not the hashtags. You know, they bought a lot of these accounts. They were using hashtags like, you know, pound Trump 2016, you know, pound Trump train, pound MAGA, pound I won't protect Hillary. This is what's bringing them all on. They were using Hillary for prison. You know, if you know how to use social media, if you know how to manipulate, and you could do it, and if you have money, you could do it in big numbers. You know,
right?
Yeah.
Even as an individual, you can do it. I had some problems with a company recently, and I won't go into it right now, but I just sent one tweet. Within 5 minutes, they private messaged me and sorted out my situation. I had more followers than they did on Twitter. And you know, it's important to use social media as a tool.
Well, somebody very close to me in the investigation, I don't mean close to me personally, I mean in geography, this Richard Pinedo fellow, 28, out of Santa Paula, California, pleaded guilty on February 12th to identity fraud as part of this investigation. So the Russians had people all over the place, you know, that they were buying identities from, and Pinedo was even selling them bank account information so they could run money through them.
Right.
I love this.
Well, they tried to buy my identity, but I didn't have change for a buck. You know, it's a shame.
Tell people really quick where they can find you.
ZandraGibbs.com.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. In the next hour, we're going to talk about what the Russians did do during the election. We'll be back in a few minutes. I'm Joe Messina, your host.